Okay, so we are on time. Please take a seat if you're not sitting. And welcome, William.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for staying so late for my talk. I know it's pretty late, so I appreciate it. Today, I want to talk a little bit about a tool that I built a couple months ago called Zizmore, and how I've been using it to hunt for GitHub Actions bugs, and how you can use it as well. So just a little bit about myself. My name is William. That's my website. Currently, I'm an engineering director at Trail of Bits. But this is not a work talk, and these slides, nor my opinions that I express throughout them, are the opinions of my employer. And outside of work, I'm also a maintainer of Homebrew, as well as a member of PyPA, and a contributor to PyPI, and a few other things. So you'll see me possibly make reference to some of those. And then if you want, that QR code has these slides. And so if you want to follow along, there's some parts where you can try in real time the things I'm going to show you, so you can try to exploit them yourself. But actually, I'll just skip that. So let me do an intro to GitHub Actions. I think you're probably, a quick show of hands, how many people have used GitHub Actions in this room? Okay, overwhelming majority. So I'm not going to do too much of a intro. But basic version, it's GitHub CI/CD offering. It's free for open source. It costs money otherwise. It's a bunch of YAML hell. Workflows are sort of top-level units of execution. They contain jobs. Jobs run on VMs. VMs contain jobs that have steps, and each step is an independent sequence of shell commands or recomposed actions, which contain themselves other actions or shell commands. These can be checked out from other repos. So actions checkout actually checks out the actions checkout repo and runs code from that repo. Those actions themselves are also YAML hell. They define reusable operations that you can share between repositories. There are official ones, which are generally under the actions namespace, as well as third-party ones, any public or private repo on GitHub, as well as local actions, as in you can call an action that is defined somewhere in your own repository if you have it checked out within your job. These have full generality. They can run code, they can run other actions, et cetera. And importantly, they run in the context of the job that executes them, meaning that any secrets, credentials, et cetera, that you give that job, the action also has. And also, sort of importantly, as we'll see later, they have full access to the job's runner state, which includes the file system, which contains all kinds of interesting and useful things, as well as other processes running on that that VM. So bottom line, GitHub Actions are arbitrary code execution as a service. That will come up in various important ways throughout this talk. It's a very powerful system, GitHub Actions. GitHub Actions, it plugs into the broader sort of permissions model that GitHub offers. Every workflow runs with a latent secrets GitHub token or GitHub dot token, depending on the context you're in. And by default, unless you opt into a more secure mode, this token has a lot of powers, including modifying the repo contents of the workflow, of the repo that contains the workflow that is loaded with it. If you are a workflow author, you can also up or downscope this credential at the workflow job or step level with permissions blocks, which tell that scope of action how many credentials it has, which it can't exceed with that default token. However, there's sort of some wonky behavior there, where permissions are inherited from parent job or workflow contexts if they're not set. But if they're explicitly set, they're shadowed. So they're not telescoping, they're shadowing semantics. And again, this comes up in important ways. So of course, you can do things like on the right, where you have explicit read, write, or none permissions for each sort of scope, or you can set read all or write all, or you can do an empty object, which means give me no permissions at all. However, that still produces a token. That token just gives you sort of larger rate limits versus not having a token. Another way in which GitHub Actions is extremely powerful, which again will come up when we talk about the security aspects of all of this, is that it has this extremely powerful expression system. Most parts of the workflow or action definition scheme in YAML support expressions, which are defined via this like curly syntax where you put an expression in the middle. Sometimes you don't need those curly, such as in an if condition. These expressions have a lot of functionality within them. They can do math, they have control flow, they can encode and decode JSON, they can call a set of functions that are defined within the runner itself, et cetera. They can also directly, or rather, when you expand them, they expand directly into whatever context references them. So an if condition, an end block, a with input, or even a run body, which contains, obviously, shell script that you're trying to run. You can expand values directly into that shell script. At the core of the expression system are these things that GitHub calls contexts, which are really just JSON objects. When the runner is invoked, it is loaded with a set of contexts, and you can access those contexts sort of as if they were like JavaScript objects. So if you have a nested dictionary that has like secrets.github token, that gets modeled as the context secret socket of token in the expression syntax.